Well, the ball is now in Russia's court, according to the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio. He made his comments after an agreement was reached between Ukraine and the US to have a ground, sea and air ceasefire for 30 days. The US has also agreed to restore military aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine, which they had ended after last month's shouting match in the Oval Office between Presidents Trump and Zelensky. So what will Russia do now? Here's President Trump.
I'll talk to Vladimir Putin, yeah. I want to get, look, that's the other, it takes two to tango, as they say, right? So hopefully he'll also agree, and I really think that would be 75% of the way. The rest is getting it documented and, you know, negotiating land.
How close do you think, then, you are to a total ceasefire with
Well, I hope it'll be over the next few days. I'd like to see. I know we have a big meeting with Russia tomorrow, and some great conversations hopefully will ensue.
Big meeting with Russia tomorrow. Presumably that's today. Fred Weir is Moscow correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Fred, who'll be at that meeting?
Well, we know that Steve Witkoff, one of Trump's emissaries, is on his way here. But it may be a meeting, an electronic meeting, for instance, but it's going to be at a very high level. And it's going to get right down to brass tacks about this ceasefire, because it's clear that Trump is in a hurry to get some kind of a peace that he can put his name to. And he has quite visibly, publicly subjected Ukraine to his terms over the past couple of weeks. We saw it all unfolding. That he's got them on the same page, that is immediate full ceasefire. Now, of course, it's in Putin's, ball court.
Yeah, and has there been any response from the Kremlin, unofficially, any of his MPs speaking about it?
No, and it will be up to Putin. This is what every Russian foreign policy expert I talk to says. The idea in Russia is they do not want a ceasefire. They want terms of peace hammered out through a long diplomatic process, then end the conflict, because the Russians do perceive that they are gradually, incrementally winning.
Well, at the moment, they're trying to squeeze Ukraine out of that Kursk province on Russian territory. So he's not ready for a ceasefire, is he?
Well, no, and and he wouldn't be in any case, because the Russians do feel that Trump or no Trump, they will eventually bring Ukraine to heel. Mm. But Trump is, he's got a lot of, as he would say, cards to play.
And he's currently very sympathetic to the Russians, it would appear. So can Putin afford to reject that?
That's the thing. Putin is looking for, he's playing a much, much longer game. That is, he wants Russia restored to international prominence, normal relations, especially with the United States. He has a long game to play. And here's Trump coming and demanding this concession right now. I think it will depend on what the Americans say to Putin about final settlement, what it would look like, whether that would be satisfactory to Putin or not.
And because Moscow have their conditions, don't they? Not least the annexation of four Ukrainian provinces. And what else do they want, Fred?
Well, there was an agreement that was abortive almost 3 years ago between Ukraine and Russia, which included guarantees of Ukrainian neutrality, substantial demilitarization, and language and religious rights for Russian speakers in Ukraine. And now to that, after 3 years of fighting, they will add those four provinces, which they've already officially, under Russian law, annexed. So and the one other thing some Russian experts mentioned to me is they will demand fresh presidential elections in Ukraine.
Right.
So it's,
We let you go, I'm just wondering, no official response from the Kremlin, but I wonder what are the pundits, the analysts on Russian television saying about the agreement in Jeddah?
Well, there hasn't been much at this point. The big news shows are in the evening, and they will have missed that last night. So it'll be today we'll hear it from them. But as everyone says to me, it is up to Putin. Something like this will depend entirely on how he decides to play it.
Fred, thanks for taking our call this morning. Fred Weir, Moscow correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor.